The legal battle over whether to end birthright citizenship in the United States is headed to the Supreme Court. Lawyers for President Trump asked the Supreme Court on Thursday to lift a nationwide pause on the president's order ending birthright citizenship for the children of undocumented immigrants and foreign residents. Critics of the president's order, including legal experts, say it violates the 14th Amendment that grants anyone born in the United States citizenship. The Trump administration argues lower courts went too far in handing down nationwide injunctions blocking the policy. Acting Solicitor General Sarah Harris wants the court to limit lower court injunctions to individuals or groups that sued over Trump's executive order, and potentially to people who live in the Democratic-led states that challenged it as well. Meantime, the president reportedly is expected to invoke a little-known 18th century law that would speed up his mass deportation pledge. The Alien Enemies Act of 1798 gives the president authority to detain or deport the natives and citizens of an enemy nation. The Trump administration would use the law to target members of the violent Venezuelan gang, Tren de Aragua, which the president designated a foreign terrorist organization on his first day in office. The U.S. has invoked the law three times, all during wartime, with the last time happening during World War II.